What's it going to be like for you to line up next to J.J. Watt?
It's good. It's a good feeling to have. So, looking forward to it, definitely.
Can you do the Alberta's next or that struggle through an injury like rookie year?
I mean, the only thing you could do for a teammate is be there for him. Sometimes people need different things. So, I don't know exactly what he needs. I don't know if he needs some type of talking to or just leading by example. So, through the course of that, that's what this is all about right now is coming in here and getting going, being able to work out with your teammates and spend half a day with them. You get a chance to know one another. With me being a new guy, people get a chance to know me. I get a chance to know the team. So, I think throughout this course of the year, I would, see a lot of things and might not see a lot of things that people may need, but it might be all different things. So, but that's what it's all about. I think, leaders not just people that talk. I think sometimes it's good just leading by example. And through the course of my year, my career, I've never been a big talker. I always let my play speak for itself and just show guys how I work. Being in the game, this is my 12th year, so still being able to do it, I think a lot of times that's more than enough.
What do you think of their defensive philosophy now? Does that match with what you've been through all these years?
Same coaching tree, Romeo Crennel and Vrabes and those guys, same background that I've been in New England. So I'm pretty sure it'll be some different things that I haven't done over the last couple years. But at the same time, the foundation is about the same. So I know the mindset. I know what they're looking for in certain schemes. So things that I don't know, I'll learn. So that won't be hard.
I'm just curious, when you first came into the league, who were some of the people that really helped you become a pro?
Well, one of them is actually a coach here now, and that's Vrabel. He was one of the guys. He was my linebacker with me. He taught me a lot of things. Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, Rodney Harrison, Richard Seymour, Ty Warren. I mean, all these guys I learned from. And you're talking about team guys that won championships, that been on a team that know how to win. Been in the city that know how to win. So it was easy for me to come in from college to go to an organization like that and pick up where I left off in college, is winning ball games and being around good guys. And I think at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, being around some good guys and guys that love the game. And I think right now what I've seen today and what I've seen in the past year, especially last year, this team definitely loves to play. So that's a good thing.
Teammate teaching you that stuff versus a coach telling you.
Sometimes you can relate. As a player to player, you can kind of relate a lot more. You can time together off the field. As a coach, sometimes people look at coaches as coaches. And sometimes people might think coaches don't have the best information for them at the time. But as a player, you could kind of put yourself in their shoes. Because we've been there before. We all been rookies. We all been down. We all, had some things that we could kind of relate to. So it's easy for us to go sit, have lunch, have dinner, whatever it may be, and talk about some things. And I think that's the biggest difference in a coach and a player trying to get through to a player.
You're back in Miami. What kind of adjustment will that be for you?
Yeah, it'll be a little adjustment, but it'll take a couple weeks for me. But I grew up in, the South, so I kind of know how hot it can get. So I'm not looking forward to it, but looking forward to it. But, that's one thing I always said in my career. I never, no matter if I'm playing in 100 degree or playing in minus 1 degree, I never play the weather. I'm playing a team. So just condition right. I'll get my body ready to go through another season. Hopefully it's a good season and go from there.